From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Israel says it has inflicted huge damage on Syrian air defenses after one of its fighter jets was brought down during a raid over Syria. The response was the most significant attack of its kind against Syria since the 1982 Lebanon War. The F-16 jet went down during a mission that followed an Iranian drone launch into Israeli territory. The two pilots parachuted to safety. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu placed blame on Iran and Syria and added, Israel will protect its security.
This morning, Iran brazenly violated Israel's sovereignty. They dispatched an Iranian drone from Syrian territory into Israel. And this demonstrates that our warnings were 100% correct. Israel holds Iran and its Syrian host responsible for today's aggression. We will continue to do whatever is necessary to protect our sovereignty and our security.
Later, Mr. Netanyahu spoke with Russian leader Vladimir Putin, and the two agreed coordination between their militaries will continue. In South Korea, a diplomatic breakthrough was achieved Saturday when President Moon Jae-in was invited to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang. Kim's sister invited President Moon to meet with the North Korean leader in Pyongyang at the earliest possible date. The invitation sets up the possibility for the first summit in 10 years between the leaders of North and South Korea. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is on his way home from South Korea. On the plane, he told reporters the U.S. and its allies will continue to intensify the economic and diplomatic pressure on North Korea until they permanently abandon their nuclear ballistic missile program. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has blocked the release of a Democratic rebuttal to a Republican memo alleging FBI abuses of power during a probe into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The president last week authorized the public release of the Republican memo. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is responding to news that a second staff member, speechwriter David Sorensen, has resigned over domestic abuse allegations against him by his former wife. It came days after White House Staff Secretary Rob Porter stepped down amid accusations he had abused ex-wives. Mr. Trump tweeted Saturday that Porter should be given the benefit of the doubt. He did not mention the former wives or their claims that Porter physically and psychologically abused them. The UN Refugee Agency reports an upsurge in violence in Yemen and has sent more than 85,000 people fleeing for their lives in the past 10 weeks, adding to the already huge displacement that exists across the country. Lisa Schein reports for VOA from Geneva.
More than 2 million people have become internally displaced in Yemen since March 2015. That is when a Saudi-led coalition began a bombing campaign against Houthi rebels in support of Yemen's government. The UN Refugee Agency is alarmed by the recent escalation of fighting that has uprooted tens of thousands of civilians since December 1st. It says most of the new displacement is taking place in Yemen's west coast cities of Al Hudaydah and Taiz. UNHCR spokeswoman Cecile Puyi says there's particular concern about the welfare of civilians who remain close to hostilities in these areas.
That's Lisa Schlein in Geneva. A combined women's hockey team took to the ice Saturday for the first time in Olympic history. The team squared off against Switzerland in a preliminary match before a sellout crowd at the Winter Olympic Games. Despite the historical pairing, the combined team was shut out by the Swiss 8-0. Earlier, sports fans flocked to the cross-country skiing center to see athletes compete and grab the first Olympic medals. These two Americans were among the fans there.
Being at a medal event definitely adds to the excitement in the crowd. You can feed off of the athletes, and I'm sure that they can feel it in the air as well. But there's more at stake, and it just makes it a lot more exciting to watch.
Yeah, so we've seen some qualifying rounds, and we've seen some practice rounds, and now we're really excited to come and see a medal round and see somebody, you know, win a gold medal.
The Winter Games run through February 25th. For all the latest news around the clock, please visit us at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.